All right, Tuesday rundown. Chaps in, Portnoy out. Fuego Box, 1 in 9 men are going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. Fuego Box is out here trying to fight the good fight. They're not just about their tasty hot sauces. They're also about raising awareness for prostate cancer through the Choco Challenge. What they have is a box of very, very spicy chocolate. Have you ever had something like this?
Yeah.
How spicy are we talking? Like as spicy as like peppers? Like
It's pretty spicy. It lingers a little bit. Great with the red wine, though.
Really?
Oh, my friend,
so you would eat something like this for fun?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do the super fun because, you know, my issues, but like I'll go a little spicy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Nice, Tommy.
I mean, it's the disrespect. YP is always at the center of
the He really
the
is. He's a ringleader.
Rambunctious crew.
He's just, look, he didn't even stop. He didn't even stop.
He basically just gets
no respect for you, Tommy.
Rap stallion.
Got down a little.
It's like working with like a 16-year-old.
Just no respect.
Always got like shit going on.
No respect. No respect for the rundown, and certainly no respect for Thomas Smokes.
You just always have something going on.
It's not true. There was an ethics question on one of Vib's videos, and we were discussing it as a pressing matter. I'm sorry.
So, the Choco Challenge. Go to chocochallenge.com, order a bar, photograph yourself or take a video of yourself eating it, and for every chocolate bar ordered, Fuego Box will donate $5. Their goal is to raise $100,000 for cancer awareness. That's chocochallenge.com. Support a great cause. Eat some chocolate. Make a funny video. We start out with...
Happy Easter, chaps.
Thanks, Dan. As you know, I'm a big Easter guy. Love the bunnies.
Easter today.
Yeah, about that, I got a new hotel. Spider sent me out with a new hotel. I thought these pants were a completely different color. The lights are in there. I thought these were all the same color.
Oh, well, you weren't
And
even
the
close.
Shoes kind of match.
And the tats, to be honest. He's got the Easter tats.
On it, when I walked out this morning of the hotel, I was like, I'm a straight up.
You thought the hat matched the undershirt?
Yeah,
I thought
they were all, I thought to myself.
Bad. This and this is decently close. This is not even close, bro.
When I
and
got.
The shoes are like slightly
like everything that. Together. Yeah.
I'm a big mint guy, but honestly, if someone told me today that this morning I went temporarily colorblind, I would believe them.
I mean, did you get dressed in the dark?
I mean, essentially.
Yeah, all right. I mean,
but the hotel has a bathtub that's extremely clean. And
did you say guitar?
Yeah, a guitar. Like, not just a guitar, but like a Martin guitar, a really good guitar.
Like
you
can sitting just there?
Play? Yeah, so I got out of the bathtub last night, double lathered, of course. Got out of the tub.
Got a double lather.
Yeah. Got in the big old robe that was there and strummed some tunes.
Do you know how to play or you were just like,
I know how to play. And I can't believe that I remembered the longtime classic song, Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
So kiss me.
Damn.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that on Instagram tonight.
Right there.
Yeah.
All time. You're living large.
I am.
Would you trade lives with Mike Trout?
Oh, yeah.
Mike Trout, $430 million. Just takes a big old shit all over Bryce Harper and his little dinky ass $330 million contract. Tough look for Team Portnoy. You know, Trout, I would sign up for this in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're probably never going to win. They might not even sniff the playoffs if things continue the way they're going to, although they've got a long fucking time to do it now, and technically he's just getting to his prime. But even let's say the Angels don't ever put it together, I will take this life over any of, like, the East Coast pressure cooker, whatever existence in baseball that we've seen from all the other stars.
Let me throw this out there. I was talking to Francis about this earlier today. Would you take this money? Do you think you would rather play and continue the same type of Angel success that Trout's going to have there if they did the same thing? Because he's already a Hall of Famer. Would you want to play that 12 years? Or knowing that baseball contracts are fully guaranteed, completely tear the shit out of both of your Achilles and never be able to play again? Because you already have Hall of Fame numbers.
Yeah, so
yeah,
already
you're
already
just
adding sand to the beach here. You know, it's just like...
I think when you're really, really good at a sport, it's awesome
it's fun to
play.
The only reason
like, this,
why...
This shit is easy.
It's like Zion this last weekend. Like, of course, like, he looked like he was having... It would be so much fun to just fucking dunk on people and, like, dominate everyone.
But his best days are, like, behind him.
No.
Technically, he's
27.
He's just entering what's supposed to be the best year of his career.
Right, like, the next 3 years.
Yeah.
But then there's 9 years after that.
Right, that's... I feel
so he's
going
to be... He's been in the major leagues.
Yeah, but then you... No, but then you become a DH or you move to first base. Like, there's a nice spot.
He's been in the league since he was 19 years old. At the end of this contract, he's going to be damn near 40.
Right.
Yeah, at some point.
But dude, how much...
Especially if you're not
winning. How many years in a row can you have... Have like a 400 winning percentage.
But how much fun would it be to DH?
How much fun would it be to have $600 million and not do shit?
But if you, I mean,
Yeah.
Baseball, you're not really doing shit.
Yeah.
Like, especially when you become a
but
DH.
There's a,
you're hanging still, out, you swing the bat a few times a game, maybe you travel, maybe you don't towards the end of your career. It's like, you know, you're basically retired.
Name one thing that you've done for 12 years that you would want to do again for 12 years. There's not a single thing.
Probably just masturbate.
I mean, I'm a dad, been a dad for 13 years now. If I had to do it for 12 more years of raising kids,
fuck
I would get
that.
Another vasectomy.
Yeah, fuck that.
That would reverse it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Double really, down, really build a bigger wall in there.
Yeah. You'd be really fucked.
I think when you're that good and you get to start to chase some numbers and some Hall of Fame shit that you find your own motivation to play. But I don't know. It's like, I mean, there's been so much made of his marketability, whether he wants to be marketed and all that shit. He married his high school sweetheart. He's living in Southern California. He's already maybe the greatest of all time. In baseball, it's the one sport I don't feel like you have to win a ring.
Like yeah, because it's harder to be, yeah.
In, as a quarterback in football, you really need it.
All you have to say is that, we never like, had pitching. And then as everybody's
Barry
like,
Bonds
that's
is
true,
right.
You never
Barry
had
Bonds,
pitching.
Ted Williams, Ken Griffey, like there's a lot of immortals. Immortals, not just like, oh, nice players. So,
but
I'll
he's already
it.
In that class if he retires and doesn't have to play another 12 years. Doesn't but, have to show up at the ballpark, doesn't have to work out.
I think hitting home runs would be fun.
And robbing people's a blast, man.
Hot take, hitting fucking massive home runs would be awesome.
Yeah. Would you rather have Bryce Harper's contract and play in the playoffs? No championship guaranteed, just postseason appearances.
No, $100 million. Yeah. It's still $100
million. It's such a fucking monster difference.
Yeah, but there's taxes in California.
Yeah, Darren Rovell.
Gotta remember the taxes.
We're like, oh, but he's getting taxed. He's getting taxed. He's got $40
As if other people aren't getting taxed.
Remember those taxes.
Yeah, like they don't get taxed in every state that they play in.
Well, not Texas, not Florida.
Yeah, but he's
no
kind of smart.
Income tax.
So in, well, I guess there's one in the NL East too. Like the Marlins don't have sales tax. So,
yeah.
But either does Texas when he plays the Astros and the Rangers.
True.
Twice a year.
True.
So, save a couple bucks on the game check there. You know?
Yeah.
Bob Kraft has been offered a deal by the Florida prosecutor saying they'll drop the charges if, one, he admits that he was doing it, and, two, he takes, like, a prostitution education course. Which I don't know what that means because it's illegal.
One.
So wouldn't it just be like, don't do this? That would be the end of the course. And otherwise, they're teaching you the ins and outs of hookers, which I don't think is, I think that's very counterintuitive. It sounds like they are blatantly admitting the reason they're doing this is because they know he's lawyered up to the point that they can't make the charges stick. So, one, didn't you fucking know that Bob Kraft was going to go get the best lawyers of all time?
Right.
And two, if you're showing your hand this much, wouldn't you just say no if you're Bob Kraft?
Bob Kraft should stick his dick out there because he's so rich and influential and just say sex workers should be legal. This type of thing would never happen if we legalize sex workers.
Oh, he should become the face of it?
Yeah. He's like, it wouldn't be me, it wouldn't be anybody else. If we legalize sex work, this
everybody.
Is honest living. If we respect women and their bodies, let them make their own choices.
I like
you
that.
You would really put the fucking, like the PC brigade in a pretzel. It's like, wait
oh,
a minute.
Man.
Wait a minute. So you're talking about fucking hookers, but we're also talking about respecting
women. Like, yeah,
what?
Women getting to choose their
so
own.
So then they can get insurance, they can get all that stuff, their
safety,
medical bills
regulated,
covered.
Regulated, the whole nine.
Unionized. Sex workers should
I
unionize.
I mean, I've always long thought that prostitution should be legal.
Oh, yeah.
Prostitution,
as long as
gambling, weed.
Yeah, done. And just
all
and
three.
Tax it.
Taxes.
Taxes.
Build some
and
new
make
fucking
a
roads.
Of fucking money, man.
Fix the bridges. I always hear about the infrastructure
of
America not being great.
I've read a few articles about the collapsing bridges.
I don't
bridges.
Really know what it means, but it sounds like the infrastructure is not great.
Did you take the deal?
They're
not. The Patriots organization is not prone to
no,
taking
if you
deals
have a if you have
fault.
A lawyer, if you yeah. no, he's
got the best lawyers
out.
In the world.
Yeah.
Cuz what's the worst?
You only take a plea when you're like I'm fucked. And
right.
Not fucked.
It's a misdemeanor anyway. I mean,
yeah,
so
what's
like,
the worst case scenario?
They're like, oh, dude, you got to come do 25 hours of community
and
service.
And I feel
although
like any guilt is going to open up a door he doesn't want to go down.
Although, like, he kind of already, like, just being part of this story, it's going to follow him forever no matter what.
I really
what
think he should do what I said. I mean, that's the way to get around it.
It's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping with sex scandals, Jeff Bezos. So his girlfriend's brother was the guy who leaked the photos to the National Enquirer.
What a dick.
The pictures and the texts and all that. And I remember when this came out, we were all saying how weird that is. Like, that's your sister, bro. Like, you're looking at her in lingerie, you're reading texts of her being sexual. But we do these hypotheticals, like how much money for it or what would it take for you to do that. He got $200,000, which is not enough, that's not money to turn your nose up at, but to like sell your family down the river. Look at your sister's sexual like proclivities, and you're also talking about billions that you only get $200,000.
Jeff Bezos, that's the part that makes no sense. You, if National Enquirer says $200,000, You fucking merch right into Jeff Bezos' little robot factory.
Bezos or Bezos?
Bezos. Okay. I don't fucking know. Bezos.
Okay.
You march right into Jeff Bezos' fucking little robot factory, and you're like, hey, National Enquirer's offering me $200,000. Can you believe that? I would never sell you
I'm
out.
I'm so loyal to you.
Hint.
Give me my fucking salary. I'm a million a year.
Yeah, let me have a no-show job. Yeah.
Give me the same job. Let me work for the shell company my sister set up.
You're right.
He would have definitely had more benefits over the course of their relationship if they stay longer. That would add up to way more than 200 grand. I mean, you have 200 grand in champagne.
Bezos might drop 200 grand out of his pocket. Uh-huh. Just, getting out
just
of bed
check his fucking couch cushion.
Yeah, like that was a sold yourself short, pal.
Idiot.
I mean, just going on vacations, just going to their house. Like, you don't even have to talk to your sister. Just go over there for Christmas.
Dinner. Yeah, dinner's like 200
dude,
grand.
Dude, just go to the house and just live in one of the, like, I bet you could live in his house for a month without him knowing.
Right. I'm sure he's got bathtubs and guitars.
But also,
and
when you get to the second text message of your, like, the stuff that they were texting with
his
sister.
He's probably, honestly, got his hots for his sister.
Yeah, you see that.
A little fucked up.
He's his own little personal cat.
Right.
Shane Dawson, that girl.
That guy needs some therapy. Hope $200,000 buys you a good therapist, bro.
Mm-hmm. Football news. Who was it that leaked this about Big Ben? Coach?
No, it was a teammate.
So a teammate said that Big Ben fumbled on purpose.
I really didn't want to make this video, but too many media outlets picked this up and et cetera. And I don't understand why, because I'm a loser and I suck. So I don't know why people care what I have to say, right? Anyways, here's the play. He called an RB run, 42, I believe. But then he tried to give the ball to the fullback, but he hit him on arm. I talked to Will Johnson. Will Johnson says in no shape, form, or fashion was that a fullback run, because he would have remembered a fullback run given to him, because fullbacks don't get the ball. So fullbacks cherish their carries. So he tries to give the ball to Will Johnson for some reason. Some people will argue, well, he was trying to like sneak and like look off the defense by looking at you and giving it to Will. Why would we try to be sneaky and do something like that when we're up 10? Like, there's no need for it. So stop that. So he tries to give it. But my thing is, look at the two tight ends, 89 and 83. They both put their hands out like, yo, what are we doing? Because everybody rolled their eyes in the huddle. Everybody, including Ben. That is what gave me the proof to be like, yo, I think he really did his own purpose, because he did not call a fullback run. He called an RB run, but he tried to get a ball to Will Johnson. Why would you do that? And if you blatantly wanted to fumble the ball, would you just do it, just drop the ball? No, you would do it as a miscommunication. Because you're in the NFL, you're a Hall of Fame quarterback, so you can't just drop the ball on national TV. So you're going to say it's a miscommunication. But hey, what do I know? Because everybody, oh, you're lying. You suck. See, here's why you only had 6 carries. You suck. But bro, I was in the game. I was on the field. You were at home. How would you know? So I have more information than you. I talked to Will Johnson. Will Johnson said, no, it wasn't a fullback run. So he hit Will Johnson on the arm. How? You telling me a Hall of Fame quarterback can't execute a simple handoff? Stop it, people. I know he's your hero, he's your Jesus, but you got to use your brain. You're smarter than this. Use critical thinking. I'm not saying it's true. I'm giving you my opinion because I was there. I was in the huddle. Obviously, nobody knows, but just use your mind.
And then Bruce Gutkowski said that it was not, and explained it with film, but it is a funny thing, because Big Ben does hate Todd Haley.
Yeah.
And it is kind of something he would do, even though it probably didn't.
It does seem like the shoe fits, though. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
You said this about like Brady, no one would believe you. Say about Roethlisberger, it's like, meh.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he really does hate Todd Haley.
Really do fit.
Yeah, I think he did it.
Yeah.
That's it. Open shut. Chaps has spoken. Update the log.
Yeah.
Way to bring in fire takes.
Yeah. I don't know. That kind of is a fire
Boom,
take. Like,
done.
Yeah,
you
did it.
Yeah, he did it.
That shit.
To me,
it's not even worth
I've
the disgusting. Like,
he's
he did
it.
Yeah.
Like,
if because you do some of the shit that Big Ben's done, fumbling on purpose is like the least of your concerns.
Fuck these guys.
I mean, yeah.
That's it.
You swayed me. I was thinking maybe Bruce Gutkowski, who is in the huddle, or not in the huddle, but on the sidelines for that play, heard the play, saw the play.
You got real grimy to do.
Nope. Chap said,
Chaps said, you're going to trust someone named Bruce? I wouldn't
Good
fuck
point.
Anyway.
Although
Bruce
he's a legend,
Banner,
Mac
Bruce
legend.
Arians, Bruce
yeah.
Lee.
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Lee, Bruce Wayne.
Hmm.
Bruce
Almighty.
I'm nervous.
That was God.
As we
yeah, that was
down
God.
The topic,
Whoa.
as we work down the
topics. You're a God-fearing man.
Allegedly. No, I mean, not really.
You don't fear God?
Formerly. No. Yeah, formerly.
Formerly a God-fearing man.
Yeah, formerly. Mm. I didn't see a tit till I was 22, so suck it. The worst. 22 shit, years, man.
God really
fucked you
up.
Now you see it thousands of times. The same set, yeah.
But you have. You've had sex over 1,000 times.
And I actually did the math, and I might be selling myself short, honestly.
Whoa, buddy.
Yeah.
What would you put the number at?
I would realistically, 1,150.
1,150 times you've seen your wife's tits?
So, what's your math on that?
Oh, no, that's way more.
Oh, okay.
That's in the thousands.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
I mean, every day, at least twice a day, for 10 years.
You're talking about seeing.
Yeah.
You're just seeing them.
I'm not allowed to touch.
What's your math to get to 1150?
Well, at the beginning of the relationship, whenever you're first really super, like super, going at it. I mean, if you're only doing it twice a week, then bad news.
Right. Like,
that's not great.
So what were you probably back then?
Yeah, so you're probably 4 or 5 times a week whenever you first really start. And then
How long did that last, though?
A while.
Buddy.
A while. My wife's gonna be pissed about that. We'll cut that. Don't watch, babe.
You should have said that before.
Speaking of significant others, Jared Goff has gone public with his girlfriend. She's a fucking rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, no breaking news there. But I do think it's a little bit of a strategic, like, you know, he took a bad L in the Super Bowl, really did not play his best. People are kind of down on me. Oh, by the way, pal. Like, every TMZ bit was like, he stays winning off the field.
Don't
feel bad for Goff. He's winning.
It's a little bump.
You know
what
I mean? So, good on him. And then, but also be careful because the boat's coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd like that.
Go ahead, chaps.
No. The boat?
Dan and I are in a little bit of a fight.
Because I feel like you are.
My loyalty is to the Jaguars.
The front of the jersey. Mine's to the back.
And I think Dan's upset because I tweeted out that because Doug Marone was smiling really big, that the old saying is true, you're happiest the day that you purchase the boat and the day you sell it.
Now, boat allegiances aside, fire line.
Right?
But it's a terrible line. Because Doug Marone didn't buy the boat. Idiot. Blake Bortles was drafted before he was the coach.
Fuck your face on that one.
Bam.
He still got the boat.
He didn't buy it.
He inherited the boat. The line is not the best days when you inherit the boat.
Yeah, when you get the boat.
It's still a used boat. Like, it's still, like, he had a dirty old boat that he got.
No, he got a free boat.
The disrespect,
you're
Dan.
Such a...
this is a guy who has given it all for Barstool. And you just come here.
No,
you call him
a dirty
old boat.
I've long said that Blake Bortles, I wish that he was the quarterback that he was drafted number 3 overall to be. He just wasn't. I mean, I hate to say it. I really do. It pains me.
You just don't have
fact.
To be mean about it.
I'm not trying to be
You're
mean.
You're just really
but
mean
I
about it.
I have to do what I have
like,
to do.
Like, I know he, had, he didn't have a great year.
And he, you know what? He really upset me once because... He unfollowed me on Twitter for a little.
Yeah, because
you deserved it.
I was really nice.
That's like if like guys on the Mets unfollow me, I'm not going to be like, I don't get it. Why did you unfollow me? We're fucking assholes to our team.
But if he wrote me, if he chirped me and he was like, some of your blogs this week have really sucked, I'd be like, okay, I'll get better. Like, that's what I expect from a friendship.
Well, you're not friends with them.
Yeah, did you
that's
ever
an issue.
Friends with them?
Yeah.
That was an issue.
That's a problem. You're a meanie.
Of all the Jags fans who are vocal on Twitter, he should have been nicer to me.
No, you should have been nicer to him.
He was nice
first.
To you.
You need to earn
and you didn't try to help. You never even brought me in on the Wikipedia club, so fuck you.
Yeah, because Blake was like,
now we're getting to the root of it.
Yeah.
Let it out.
Yeah, because Blake
man.
Said, if Chaps comes on the show, I'll never come on again.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, now I'm really upset. Now I'm going to really start. I hope.
No, he didn't.
Okay. I almost said some really ugly things.
I don't even know if he knows you exist.
See, that's
enough to unfollow you more. Enough to unfollow
true.
You.
True.
It was also mean. No, that was probably just he unfollowed everyone. He deleted his Twitter.
It was a different time.
Oh, okay.
It was another unfollow. That video he made. Hey, what's up, fam? Great.
In his defense, I did DM him and ask him if he wanted to go fishing.
I'm not actually mad at you, Chaps. I just feel like you're kind of mean. You take a couple jokes.
Before I worked here, so.
What if he took you up on that?
It would have been a fun position.
We'll get you back together with him eventually.
Okay.
Maybe he'll, like, I don't know, when he wins a Super Bowl or something, dunk
I
on
mean,
you.
He's doing, you know, he's backup quarterback in with a good team now in LA.
In LA?
Pretty How much did he get? 6'5"?
I don't know. What was it?
Whatever he got is worth
he's
it.
He's got money.
If I'm Jared Goff, I don't want this.
Why?
Listen, I'm trying to get my career on track. I don't need the boat hanging
no,
around
No, they're
me.
Friends.
I know, but that's what I mean. It's bad. It's like bad.
Why?
Because your best
He was one
comes
play away
town.
From the, is the Super Bowl.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I got work to do. I can't have the boat hanging out with me. Fucking, let's tear up
yeah,
the
Yeah, but
town.
I think he, like, he's got the type of personality. He knows, like, his role in there. Yeah. He's going to be boat? Very, I mean, he took it whenever fucking, what was the dude who played our backup quarterback? He got benched for
Cody Kessler. Yeah.
And, he was like helping Cody Kessler. Like,
yeah.
Like,
he told us not
yeah,
to bash Cody
also
Kessler.
Also naturally yeah. is just going to have a
He's
blast.
A good teammate.
Great teammate.
I mean, everybody loves him. Like,
yeah, except for you. Except you.
No,
one
I
person.
Just don't love
except
him as
you.
The quarterback. I think that's fine.
Except you.
I'm supposed to be on Nick's team. I got to support my guy.
Oh, yeah. Big deal.
I know
Nick.
What's going on here. What? Into the after show. You were just upset you were parading around with a 36, 32 sticker on and a stretch sticker on the back of your pants.
That was tough.
What happened?
Because
these are his new Calvin Klein pants from Costco.
Yeah,
he was sporting them, thinking
so
he was
and
so
you
hot.
Had a sticker on?
And let me tell you,
and it wasn't even the clear ones. You know, it says like the strip.
Oh, the strip.
It was like
the
was
white
like
one,
blue and white.
Well, you got to make it brighter because at Costco a lot of olds are buying it.
So yeah, true.
You were shopping with
pop.
The olds.
It's got to pop.
So yeah. I went to Costco specifically for these pants to come on this trip because a lot of my other pants that are normal 36s weren't fitting at all.
Right.
So I needed the
oh,
stretch.
Oh, the pants fall.
And so
stretch,
I put them
yeah.
on this morning. I was feeling a dynamo. Many people are saying there was a pep in my step early this morning. And when I sat down in the radio studio and Fran saw the 36, 32 sign and this stretch.
Puked.
She didn't puke. No. Credit to her for not puking. I felt gutted and I like laughed through the pain. Yeah. There was, do you remember on the old cinematic classic Rainbow Bright? Where they go to Gloomtown, my world went from rainbows and unicorns to Gloomtown really
Real
fast.
You thought you were stunting in your Calvin Klein pants, and you had dad sticker on the back.
You should have just rolled with it, like the new like shoes, the off white
yeah,
where they have
the
stickers
the
on it
on
and
the
stuff.
Outside sort
yeah.
of thing, yeah.
What do you think the first size is to be fat?
I think as someone who's also 36, 38 is
38.
That's
is me.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think?
38 is
I would
it.
Not say 36 is fat. I would say, you know, you probably would like to be at 34. When you hit 38, you're fat.
38 and 40 yeah. is...
40, 40 is
old.
40, you're fucking 40
is old.
Yeah, 38 is... You're done.
When,
you're
when my 36s are
He's
getting...
He's like, he knows... Yeah, you're, 44, yeah, you know what's
that,
up.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, 44.
Double four.
Cross jeans.
Yeah. Throw your fours up, you know?
44 on my waist for cross jeans. It's a bar.
There you go.
When I get close to 38, I start going on Pinterest for diets.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I need like to start dropping down. That's like a wake up call.
Right. But 36
is. It's still. 36 is a man.
36
is
your half.
A man.
Right.
We're okay. men.
34, you're
like.
Like
little fucking boys.
Like little
bitch. We're 32.
You're 30. You are out of shape. You're not fat.
36 is a man. They were
right?
men.
Like,
chaps.
I'm on the cusp of being decently in shape and confused for somebody who works out and being borderline obese, given whatever
it's
I have.
It's depending on the weekend.
Right.
Yeah. If I have a bad weekend, my face looks so bloated, but then if I have a good week, it's like, oh, have you lost weight?
Shit.
It's like, yeah.
Honestly, if I eat four good meals in a row,
yes.
I feel like a model.
It's like it's like trying to get a winning streak together.
Yeah, I feel
you like you're
good.
Like, all right, come
on,
we've ate.
One to grow on.
We've yeah, done two
like,
days
I'm
in
like,
a row. Let's
fucking,
do this.
I had some white fish and broccoli.
Oh,
my God, do I have abs?
Damn. Yeah, no, it definitely feel lighter. You're just like, ooh. I didn't eat, like, you know, a whole pizza. I feel great.
Maybe
yeah.
I'm a 34 today. You never know.
No, that's no. crazy. I'm not trying to be one of you dainty
so I had,
boys.
When I got these, I tried to pull out some other pants that I had that are, well, I used to wear them when I first got here. They're really bright green. They're 34s. And whenever I went in the closet to go, they were like this, dude. Like, the two edges weren't even
close. That's when you're
touching.
You're like,
my pants like looked up to me like, fuck you.
Yeah, like, are you serious, dude?
That's people don't understand, man. You start working here, you will gain weight.
Oh yeah.
Fact.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like,
yeah, Tommy.
Matter.
Look at Tommy. He's
Tommy's
like 15 pounds heavier.
Huge.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose some weight. I've been doing some starve myself days where I just don't eat till dinner.
That's
very effective.
I mean, that is the most effective diet there is.
Yeah.
Starve
yeah.
yourself. If the How calories coming in are less than the calories going
Since
out, you're good to go.
When?
Last year.
Probably about 10 pounds.
Yeah, I can tell.
You look good though, you know that.
I could get back down.
Wait till Mush is fat, it's coming. You'll get the skinny fat going. Yes, you.
With that haircut? Oh my God.
I promise you, bro.
That's a jumped haircut.
You'll have like the Hank cum belly. It'll happen.
The gambling, it's gambling though. You know, you sit there all day and you just eat and you got nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting fat, you bastards.
I promise you.
I'm at 34 still.
You'll be 36 by the end of the year, promise.
Yeah, I got a good waist.
Yeah, you can join the man club over here.
Yeah, none of this dainty shit. We're men, just remember that. You can't just push us over. Strong wind can't blow us over.
Like the brick house.
Yeah,
no exactly. Fucking bag, bad wolf's gonna blow you guys over.
Listen.
No.
Little 36, fucking don't come straw down. Houses yeah. Getting blown down.
Honestly, I'm surprised you're at 36. I thought you were 38.
That hurts.
That's really fucked up after all that.
That was rude, but
after
also
all that
does not help your cause.
After all that?
But no, it doesn't. I mean, if you
like
look
you
at...
You thought you were skinnier than Big Cat, and you found out you're not.
I mean, habits. I know I am.
This is what just happened right now.
Yeah, what
this
just
is, happened?
This is you fat guy infighting.
You just pounded me, and then you just started throwing. I mean, fuck you, Chad.
Let's be realistic.
Dick.
You're 36.
You look like a
you
fucking.
You must not pull your pants all the way up. Like there's no.
Well, here's
fucking you, fucking popsicle looking loser.
Let's do something. You want to go put Danny's? Each other's pants on?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Go change your pants. Great. Right now.
Go change your
you
pants.
Go change your pants. Great. We'll talk through this over here.
All right,
Tommy, you, to discuss with me. Let's actually let's play some bets. Who is? I'm looking at them walking away right now. Dan is deceptively skinny because.
Bear my stretch.
Oh, okay. See, the thing is, Dan is still working. All these years later, he's still working with a CrossFit frame. He was very in shape, and now he's just been putting on weight. But underneath there's a frame that's in somewhat shape.
He has a good frame. There's a lot of fat
on it. He carries it well, though.
Yes.
Chaps is just getting old and ballooning.
I'll be honest.
But he also used to be fucking shredded as well. People just think of Dan as a fat guy. People know Chaps used to be in shape. They're actually both similar in the sense that they had it and they lost it.
If you asked me an hour ago... Oh, man.
What? But these fit fine.
I mean.
Okay, but these fit fine.
But you got the stretch on too, though.
Yeah, no, I never said
so these are both stretched.
I am totally fine wearing Chaps.
You are. They actually look good. They look very good on you.
So,
I actually think you look nicer on those. But this, though.
Well, these are Mugsies, and they are like sweatpants.
I mean, these are a 36 going on 38.
Well,
I mean.
I've worked them in. But I'm wearing these. These are fine. What is that?
Oh. To compare?
Oh, no.
What are we looking at? Oh, that's just rude.
Yeah.
Kate just sewer bombed you. Let me see the waist here.
Pants, man.
Yeah.
Probably,
oh, you're
I
good.
Know.
You're good, though. It's not great. You know, it's
not, great,
not comfortable,
it's not,
but
like,
yeah.
Not,
you're not busting
not
out of them. So you're both, so what did we just solve there? You're both at 36? Yeah, nothing. You're both fat, kind of. I don't know. Both not great. I mean, I will say this. Chaps looks a lot better than this.
He does.
This is the worst a human has ever looked. this is maybe the worst picture in Barstool history.
I mean, is that worse than
Big Cat Big House? It's up there with me with my shirt off. I mean, this is, because it's not even the body. I mean, the head looks homeless. It's just a crazy picture. The fact that he posed for that, like, let me take this picture. That wasn't just a snipe. All the other bad Barstool pictures are people getting sniped. This was him, like.
He looks sweaty, too.
That's true. All right. If the pants fit, you must have quit. I'll tell you what, those horizontal striped boxers are bold.
It's called MeUndies.
That's a bold move. That'll make that ass look super wide.
I'll end on a nice note. Dan has much better legs than me.
Fuck you. I don't even got it. Nothing you say is good anymore.
Not good.
Jerk.
Kevin.
That's the rundown. The first ever pants off on the rundown.